Speaking at the launch of the program Monday in Khartoum, Sudan Information Minister Hamza Balul said the mobile app would stream access to information on various government activities to a wider community across the globe. Balul says, as media outlets around the world are now using modern technology to present information, the Sudan News Agency will do the same.
Suna, after the revolution, has been technically booming primarily as a digital platform, and it has been able to provide government information to a wider population inside and outside Sudan, and this is what we need to develop.
The Sudan News Agency focuses on Sudan's government activities and presents news in English, Arabic, and French. It was launched in 1971 during the rule of President Jafar Muhammad Nimeiri. Minister Balul encouraged the administration of Suna to focus on content and stories that are responsive to the expectations of the Sudanese revolutionaries.
We need to act according to the expectations, hopes, and ambitions of the Sudanese after the revolution. They expect a lot from this government, and we need to carry out our role that exceeds their expectations. We in the Ministry of Information are ready to simplify access to information to a wider population all the time.
Sudanese officials say the launch of the Suna app on Google Store will help the transitional government present its achievements, challenges, and the way forward until national elections are held. He says users of the Suna app should also spark comments and feedback on the government's activities.
Our objective is to lead this transition period to a free and fair election. This is the ambition of the Sudanese who turned out in millions to sacrifice for the change in their country. We need to present this image of Sudan, the country that's unique in its people who sacrificed themselves as martyrs, wounded and missing individuals to liberate this country.
Sudanese journalists have welcomed the launch of the Suna app and called it a good development in the effort to access information across the country. Mustafa Hussein, a Sudanese freelance journalist based in Khartoum, says the app's launch will help him monitor the performance of the transitional government and help him collect needed information for his reporting.
It's really a great chance for me as Sudanese journalist to have such kind of app which helped me to reach the news and information in easy way. I have been using the Suna website sometimes to collect information, sometimes to Facebook or Twitter or YouTube. So now the app is very simple.
The Suna app is free and available on Google Store. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.